Hi, I'm Anthony Adshead, storage editor at computerweekly.com, and in this podcast I'm going to talk to you about the different flash drive types available: SLC, MLC, EMLC and TLC, and where you might use them in the data center. Flash is the hot topic in storage right now. It offers read and write speeds up to hundreds of times faster than spinning disk hard disk drives. And that flash SSD has risen to prominence right now is fortuitous, as virtualization of servers and particularly desktops has provided a need for increased storage I.O. But what are the different types of flash storage available, and what business IT use cases are they suited to? Well, in this podcast I'll go through the basics of flash storage technology and give a rundown of MLC, EMLC, SLC and TLC flash, commenting on their place in the market and the use cases they're suited to. First of all, some flash SSD basics. The advantages of flash storage compared to electromechanical hard disk drives are the result of their complete lack of moving parts. Hard disk drives have spinning magnetic platters and heads that move across them to read and write. And it's that movement by those two components that makes the hard disk drive such a laggard when compared to flash. Flash storage, by contrast, emits all the moving parts and reads and writes directly to transistors, also known as cells, in the flash chip. At the most fundamental level, it's the turning on or off of electrical charge that provides the one or the zero and the building block of data storage in flash. But here is also where the Achilles heel of flash resides. An HDD head simply flips magnetic ones and zeros to change the state of its most fundamental unit of storage, and there's no difference between reads and writes at that level of operations. Flash is different when it comes to writes and must erase what already exists before writing a new state to the cell. And every time that operation happens, the chip suffers degradation that shortens its life. And in reality, flash, and hard disk drives for that matter too, don't just operate with a bunch of discrete ones and zeros being written and read at cell level. Cells form, for example, 4 kilobyte pages and bigger blocks of say 128 kilobytes or higher. So to accommodate data on a flash chip, a lot of background erases, writes and moves and tidying up all have to take place, and that multiplies the amount of wear that occurs. The two key things to take away from all this are that flash stores data as a charge or no charge, indicating a 1 or a 0 bit state, and that flash chips suffer wear over time. Knowing those two things allows you to understand the difference between flash types such as MLC, SLC and TLC. So first, SLC, or single level cell, which is probably the best place to start describing the different flash types available. It has, as the name suggests, one cell per bit with a choice of two states. SLC is the simplest in operation of all the flash types due to having only one bit per cell, and is therefore the longest lasting and most robust because the firmware doesn't have to negotiate many levels and states of data within cells during its operations. SLC is the most expensive of flash SSD types, and in typical Venn product implementations will provide IOPS levels into the millions. It's currently used for the most performance-hungry operations and where cost is of little object, such as in financial sector transactions. Having said that, it seems that most storage vendors are focusing their efforts on MLC and its variants currently, and it's mostly what I come across when talking to customers about their flash implementations. Moving on to the MLCs. Multi-level cell, as its name suggests, stores multiple bits per cell. For that reason, wear during write operations is greater and the overheads involved in maintaining the distribution of data on the chip are more onerous than with SLC. That's because data is stored using different voltages in the same cell, and this means higher levels of complexity, especially better error correction in the controlling software. For those reasons, MLC is slower than SLC and wears out more quickly. It's been most associated with the flash memory used in consumer products such as phones and cameras. But flash manufacturers have worked at overcoming some of the limitations that consigned MLC to the consumer arena and have developed techniques to mitigate cell degradation to create so-called enterprise MLC or EMLC. Having said all that, some vendors are happy selling what they call MLC to the enterprise in the knowledge that given the right controller, some of the limitations can be moderated. In some cases, chip makers sell both MLC and EMLC, with each having different performance characteristics. EMLC being more robust. Currently, however, EMLC is the flash drive type most commonly found in enterprise storage products and provides, typically, IOPS in the hundreds of thousands and is often used to speed up storage I/O for virtual server and, in particular, virtual desktop operations. And finally, there's TLC, or triple level cell, which is the newest kid on the flash block. Several vendors are working on flash products, including some launched by Samsung Semiconductor late in 2012. As the name suggests, it puts three or more bits in each cell, and consequently wear levels, error correction requirements, power and cooling are higher still than with MLC. For this reason, Samsung, for example, has pitched its TLC drives as entry-level and for workloads comprised overwhelmingly of reads, such as with streaming media, web hosting and booting. But given TLC's storage density, it offers the prospect of bringing down the price per gigabyte of flash storage to something near spinning disk. We can expect manufacturers to work on overcoming these hurdles because TLC potentially offers an order of magnitude boost in price performance compared to MLC and SLC as exists between different classes of hard drive. So that's a rundown of the key flash drive types available and coming up. There's lots more to be said about use cases for each, but that's something for future discussion. In the meantime, see computerweekly.com for regular storage product news and customer implementation stories. That's the end of the podcast.